What a good start.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
This is gonna be fun. I don't think we should do this.
I hadn't hit start yet. Now I have, so wait, say it again, Steph.
I don't think we should do this.
And with that, welcome to the Smalls and Tells podcast.
Wow, what an early welcome.
Hey, you gotta jump in, right?
That's true. We have to be organized because Steph is here.
Yeah, absolutely.
The last one was really organized. We nailed it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not at all. Meaning it wasn't organized. It was organized chaos.
Fabulous. Can just tell me what drives me crazy is when they get off topic.
Squirrel.
And go on tangents. My pet peeves, I guess. Is they're unorganized.
What a transition. Today we're talking about pet peeves.
By the way, welcoming my wife once again. The most amazing person in the world. My favorite person. My wife, Stephanie Taylor.
My favorite person's your mom. Like, actually. Have we talked about that yet?
Yes. Yeah, but it sounds like a fabulous joke. Your mom. No, but literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back, Steph.
Hey.
So today we're talking about pet peeves. And yes, there is some trepidation, may I say?
I know what trepidation means, but for our listeners.
Hold on. Did I even use that right? I want to say I used that right. Please tell me I used that right.
For Zach Bevan. One of my mission companions is
trepidation, a feeling of fear or agitation about something that may happen. The men set off in fear and trepidation.
I think you nailed that.
Close enough.
Sure.
Come at me for anyone that
you have a good announcer voice. That's not peppy.
Well, thank you. No, but there was some mixed feelings as to whether or not we should do this podcast because Steph is worried she will hurt my fragile feelings as I know.
Which he is very sensitive.
Indeed. And that's fair because I don't have any pet peeves about her. She's practically perfect
that's
in every
not
way.
True. He hates when I squeeze the middle of the toothpaste.
Not my favorite.
Ooh. But it doesn't like bug me enough to be like, oh my gosh, ruin the whole day.
Well, yeah.
But that's fair.
Man, the middle of the toothpaste.
See, this is why she needs to be on the podcast because
she
I don't remember
yours.
I'm a guy in one ear, out the other.
I should have brought all of the women in my life so they know what my pet peeves are.
I have a tabulated.
He doesn't like it when people use his bathroom sink, but we don't listen to that one. We all use it.
You know, the funny thing about that one.
I can tell it's true because of the way you react to these.
So a couple of years ago, I was using the opposite sink. And everyone used it. Everyone. Absolutely everyone. Okay. And it's fine. It's you know, our house, whatever. I switched because Steph was like, you know, I just think it'd be better with the outlet for me to have that other sink. I switch. What happens?
Everybody uses
my sink is
still
the used sink.
Interesting.
So, yeah. It really, once again, are these things to the point where I'm like, I deal with them.
We cope.
Yeah, naturally. But the amount of pet peeves she has about me, let me tell you.
Name a couple so that we can.
Don't worry, we're coming to your pet peeves too.
Well, yeah, we'll get to mine.
Can you say what's one of my pet peeves? I've mentioned some of yours.
Well, there's so many.
Don't make me sound so bad.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's the opposite. It's that I have a lot of things to work on. That's really what it is.
There you go. Love the mindset there.
Why am I drawing a blank though? Because I know there are a ton, but like my mind literally is just.
Do you want to name
blank.
One?
Just.
Video games. When he doesn't stop at his allotted time. Because when the kids' timer rings, he's like, come on, kids, you can save. And with him, he's like, I'm going to save. And like 20 minutes later, when we were supposed to be doing something, it's like, drives me crazy.
Yeah, I need to be better about that.
There's the first.
I own it.
Love that you own it.
I don't play them a ton, but when I do, that's fair.
There you go.
Okay, let's go to one of yours. I don't want to just sit here roasting.
No, that's okay.
All right, Brandon, go.
I hate when people in general take a bite out of their string cheese without stringing it.
That's the only way Steph eats hers.
Okay, when you're giving it to a 1-year-old, do you actually eat it that way? I totally did it.
Oh my gosh. But I was like, I thought this was a joke.
I was giving it to Andrew today. And it's like, he's like teething. Like, if you like, if you can like gnaw on it better. Like,
oh,
it's like,
my goodness. Ain't no way.
I used to string it. It's just, I'm busy as a mom. Don't have time for it.
You need to dip it in Chick-fil-A sauce. I'm just kidding.
I don't do that.
Man. Yeah, so that
just ruined Brandon's night.
That just, I just hate, like,
you should see
him. It's called string cheese.
His whole countenance literally changed within a matter of seconds.
That was so funny. On the same topic, I don't like Steph, so help me. I don't like.
I love how you go straight to her and not well, me. We briefly chatted mentioned about it.
I don't like when people take a bite out of both Kit Kats and they
or,
don't break
or
it in
four
half.
And they have like
I break it,
okay worries. Good or like Twix when they were still together, left and right Twix,
break me off,
you
know? A piece
no,
of that Kit Kat
right
bar.
You gotta yeah
no,
you gotta
just
break
you
those.
Go for all four in one bite
or like a Hershey's, you gotta either like break off however many you're putting in your mouth or like single squares
or s'more unless you're doing s'mores then yeah. That's like 2 to 3 squares
but
on a graham cracker
it.
Yes
but yeah,
that
you
is
gotta
true
break.
No I go for the whole thing just a full graham cracker a full Hershey's and like 5 marshmallows. It's like a hot dog
with
but
that,
in s'more style.
When you get a broken piece of the little square and it's like, oh, it's not a full little Hershey square.
Yeah, right?
OCD.
It's like, at that point,
but
don't
yes,
even eat
it's
it.
True.
Right?
You're like, what is this garbage? It's not that's a clean so line.
That's so funny.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. So those are my...
I support those.
Those are two of mine. Back to
you ready for one of my pet
yes,
peeves?
Yeah.
People not being self-reliant.
Mm.
And what I mean by this is... things that they can answer or easily get the answer to, but instead they will like go to someone for the answer.
Okay. And do you have an example?
Yeah. So like
I think I'm following, but in case I'm not.
So like say there's, I don't know, an easy answer, like 2 + 2 = 4.
Okay.
Right. And it's
instead
easy to figure out what the answer
out,
is. Yeah. Instead of them
somebody.
Figuring out, it's like, hey, what's 2 + 2? And that's like the easiest thing I can think of, but it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. What are the nutrition facts and
in
something? And it's like, go look it up.
Yeah, like
you don't have
to.
I'm not your Google. I'm not your Ask Jeeves throwback to.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, yeah. 90s. Wow.
There you go. Little.
But I don't know. It's just those small things that like, and I probably do it too, right? But like, mm-hmm. it's those things that like, if you can figure out the answer, figure it out.
Mm.
You
that's
don't
a good take.
Have to always go. To me for that or someone else, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Back to Steph about
back to
me.
Steph.
They're all about me, by the way, and I
to.
Want them to be no
I
okay.
have some that are not about you.
No. Let's start with the ones that are about me. Let's really
when
hit
run,
them hard
when
so
we run out of those.
Then by the end
when he has no self-esteem points anymore.
Indeed.
That's so funny.
Go for it. I'm
I know
ready.
There's a lot of memes about men in this one. It's not just Adam, but the 20-minute poops.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
20-minute poops.
Drive me crazy.
Why?
Especially at dishes time. It's like, hey, the whole family's going to do dishes.
It's not my fault. My bowels filled the movement.
Every
time.
Night. And so I'm getting all the kids to help. They're clearing the table. And lo and behold, every night, I gotta go to the bathroom. Adam disappears during the entire dishes process. So,
hey, I come in and vacuum occasionally. Or,
occasionally.
You know, I do still clean.
I'm a 20-minute pooper for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All men out there,
also
raise your glasses.
I just, like, this is probably way too much information. I get messy poops a lot, but like.
Why did you have to
no,
go there,
no,
man?
No, I gotta say this as in, I like sit for like 20 minutes. And I'm normally like watching reels or something.
Sure.
And then I go to wipe, and then it takes me forever to wipe. So then it's like 25
yes.
minutes. And that's not my fault. That's just.
Boy, do I have a probiotic for you. No.
Oh my goodness.
No.
You guys, I don't care how, like, if you know it's going to take you 5 minutes, just duck your phone. Like, if it's just you, sure. But if you have 4 children.
I don't have 4 kids.
That's fair.
Then.
No, it's valid. It's my safe haven. Call it crazy that the pot's my safe haven, but like
That's so funny.
The porcelain throne.
Just my pet peeve. I think it's all women, and that's why there's so many memes and that's videos about it. It just.
It is true, though. Like, and I think not all men are in that situation, but most of us do enjoy our time there.
Right? Zach Bevan, let me know.
Yeah, anyone.
Bev, hit me up. Let me know.
On both sides of the spectrum, please let us know. I'm curious. We should get a poll or a stat out on that one. That'd be fun.
How long are your boobs on average?
We should get we get an average?
No. Okay. Male, no female. No more potty talk. Let's
you brought it up.
Touche. Touche. I'm usually the one that brings up the potty talk. So
that's true.
Thank you.
That's so funny.
This is a major pet peeve.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, 20-minute poops. Okay, mine. Or another one of mine. I've got roommates right now. Dishes when they don't do their own or clean in general. Like, cause I'm just a clean person. So I have cleaned our apartment a lot. And like, especially for the first like 3-4 weeks of school, like they didn't do their dishes. I just did them. And then now I've gotten sick of it. To the point where, well, also, I have spent a lot less time in our apartment as of late because now I'm dating somebody and I'm doing other things, right? And so a lot of the time, I'm not even home to eat. And so, like, I always do my own, of course. But now I've just, like, let theirs pile up. And then now one of them sent a message in the chat about, like, complaining about the dishes being piled up. And I'm like, wow, I'm not there to do them, and now you're complaining. I think it's funny because it's really your own dishes that you're all complaining about. I'm like, interesting. Your mom's not here to do them. I'm like, guys, did your mom not teach you to like clean up after yourself? It really bugs me. Anyways.
Cleaning is a interesting subject. I think that now that I'm thinking that it kind of hits on the pet peeve for both of us in different ways. And I'll say this. You know, I understand things aren't perfectly clean. I'm not expecting that, especially with 4 kids.
Well,
and I try and think stuff often.
He does.
That I do notice, because especially with her being a stay-at-home mom, those are things that go overlooked easily.
Yeah.
And I know with 4 kids, you clean the house one day, the next day it looks like you didn't even touch it. So props to you, Steph, because I'm
totally different boat that we're in, right? Because I'm with 21 to 28 year olds.
Mopped the floor yesterday after lunch, and today by lunch it looked like it hadn't been mopped in like 2 weeks. And I was like,
and it was one day.
One
year old, it doesn't take much. especially with our 1 year old Andrew. He's a cutest kid, but man, he gets into everything. So but one of my things with cleaning is like, and I don't expect the kids to clean up their toys constantly, but when I'm trying to get to my bed and I find like a Lego by my bed or something, or I like step on something, which I'd say happens a couple times a week. Yeah.
Not just by your bed.
Not just by my bed, but I was just giving an example, right? Or like on my way upstairs and I step on like a Lego or something that like, or I stub my toe on something that may not be a toy. It may be like a, you know, bed frame or ottoman or something.
Yeah.
It hurts. And I had a foot surgery like 5-6 years ago. And sometimes, you know, you hit the right nerves on those toes and it goes straight through those toes.
Yeah.
So I don't go for like a perfectly clean house. I get that's not like always possible.
Yeah.
But like sometimes when that happens, I'm not in my best moments. Then can I answer what I think the pet peeve is for you about me with cleaning? Can we see if I get it right?
Oh, okay.
And it's both amazing, horrible at the same time. I have what I call my get it done mode.
Get it done mode.
I don't mind that.
Is this like ADHD?
No.
It's just mean cleaning.
It's I'm super effective. Like I'm like the most effective cleaner you've seen, or whatever I do. If I'm in my get it done mode, I have tunnel vision and I knock crap out.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm not the nicest person in that mode because I'm moving, yeah, right? And if you're in my way, I'm not the kindest person. So this happened, what, like a week ago when I got my last get it done mode? I can't remember.
He's like, kids, I am mad, and then you better watch, and you better start cleaning, and everyone's I
did prep them, though. Like, I do, yeah. I'm getting better by, like, trying to at least explain, hey, guys, I'm in my get it done mode, be prepared, like, we're going to get stuff done right now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the chaos ensues and things get clean when I do it. But sometimes to the detriment of others. So,
hey, glad that you're noticing. This is really what this podcast is all about. This is really just a therapy session. What my therapist said.
Brought to you by BetterHelp. I'm just kidding, right? Like, that's imagine, always the...
Hey, BetterHelp, if you're listening, please sponsor us.
I, sure.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah, it would be. But at the same time, it's like, it's true. It's good to get your emotions out and find those places. So, anyway, Steph, hit me.
Why do not I physically. Have to hit you with all these, like...
Yeah, emotionally.
I feel like such, like, a...
No. You know, this is good. This is good for me.
I actually couldn't think of one for a minute, but...
Okay.
His last comment...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, see?
Think of one.
There it is.
Told you.
He brought it up. So it's not necessarily his get it done mode.
Okay.
That drives me crazy because I can understand, okay, he's in a get it done mode. Doesn't really mean what he says. Like, he'll talk a little harsher, but, like...
Yeah.
Whatever. It's the tunnel vision sometimes. And it'll be like,
nothing else. Yeah.
The whole family's in the car ready to drive. And he's like, I got to finish texting this person back. And I'm like, and it'll take like, or like he'll finish his list of texts or his list of things. And the entire family is sitting in the car for 5 minutes waiting for him to pull out of the driveway. Or like,
that's a good one. Yeah.
It's just annoying.
Yeah. Very effective in those moments, but I'm not. Most men aren't great at multitasking.
Let me turn it positive.
So it's annoying. I do understand he's like a type A, like OCD. Like in his mind, he's getting it done so he doesn't have to worry about it the rest of our time.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, hey, we're all ready.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
He's just like, I got to get it done to focus. Which, funny enough, his second son is just like him.
Oh, yes,
and
he is.
These things that drive me crazy actually drive him crazy too about our second child. And I have to sometimes be like, he's just doing what this is. You do the same thing. You have to let him finish what he's doing.
That's so funny.
It's so true. And I give props to our son. He's super driven and I'm trying to learn how to deal with his emotions better because we are similar.
Yeah.
And I think whenever anyone's similar to you, you have to try and figure that out. And I'm not there yet, but I'm making improvements, right?
I think it's easier to see when you're like looking at someone that's else, like that's you.
Yes,
and you're like,
very true.
I sometimes I'll be like, look,
that's very
you do this, he does this. It's you have to give him grace.
And it helps me step back, right? It's like, oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it helps me have more grace for him and be better. And William's a good kid.
Yeah.
Just saying, he's such a good kid. All of our kids are.
You do have some amazing kids.
He's just the one that's the most like Adam.
100% he is. And he's going to get crap done as he gets older too.
There you go.
He doesn't procrastinate. He's a worker and mover.
That's so sick.
So
I am a procrastinator. That is what I am in a nutshell.
Which probably is a pet peeve of some people.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I think it depends on that though, right? Like if it gets really bad.
Yeah,
then
I'm
it
not really
me.
Bad. Like I always make deadlines, period. Yeah. So, like, regardless of anything else going on, I will make a deadline. But sometimes I do wait until the last possible moment to make a deadline, right?
So. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay, my next one. This one happened recently, and I didn't realize how much it bugged me. But when people, like, I understand if the intent of, like, getting together is for, like, watching something or doing something. Oh, now I've got two. I'm going to elaborate on this as well. But like, if like you, like I, my friend group, we just watched The Bachelor for this whole last season. So every week we got together, watch The Bachelor, right? And then afterward we'd hang out for a little bit or whatever. But the intent was to get together to watch The Bachelor. So for that, like be there, be present, do the thing together, in my opinion. Like if you're there and you're not doing that event, leave. Like we did this for this event, so let's like watch it, let's do it, let's talk about it, let's, you know what I mean? There are certain people that were just not,
they just like talk during the show,
or
like, wait.
And it's not about it,
yeah,
or
that's
it's
a
not
good one.
Like because if you're talking, like especially during a show like The Bachelor, if you're watching and you're talking about it or expressing feelings about what's going on, like that's totally fine, totally valid. Like movies, I hate when people talk during movies, but like for a reality TV show, you can talk during that about the show for sure. But like, if it's not about the show, like I would start hitting pause eventually and just be like, I'll wait, basically like a little teacher moment of waiting for the kids to settle down. So that's one. Also on top of that, if you get a group of friends together to like hang out and do something, and then you just decide to like watch a movie and you kind of just like settle on that, not a big fan. If you're getting people together and like you got a big group, if you've got like four people, like sure, you can like watch something, and like if you're all okay with like that, that's fine. But like recently we got a group of friends together, we had 10 of us, and I needed to leave for a little while, and so like I left for like 20-30 minutes and I came back and they were watching Encanto, which is like good movie, like that's great. But I like looked at the people in the room, somebody was already asleep, somebody was sitting there just like not in it, one person was like super into it and the other one was like kind of into it, and then there was like three other people that were just like kind of sitting there watching the movie, and I'm like basically half of you don't want to be watching this, would rather be doing something else. We got this group together to do something else, to play games and whatever, so like let's do that. And so I like vocalized that. I was like, hey, like you can watch Encanto at any point. If you want to watch it tomorrow, like go and watch when you want to watch, but like if you don't want to, like let's play games, like we have a whole group here. And they're like, no. And it was just the people that wanted to watch it that said no, and then the other people weren't willing to vocalize their opinion. And so then everybody just watched, and I said, this is stupid, went in the other room. And I also like needed social interaction that day, so I was kind of in a bad mood anyways, and I just like wanted to like play games and stuff and didn't get that opportunity, so that was like kind of on me. But also I'm like, if you're gonna get a group of friends together, like let's not just sit down and watch Encanto, like let's do something together, you know, like right. If we have bachelor night, like that's a different story. But I'm just not. And then also, if you're in a group and you're on your phone, get off your dang phone. I hate being in groups when they're just on their phones.
Amen to that, man. That's just ridiculous. Let me tell you.
Just for the listener, he is on his phone right now.
I just pulled it out just to mess with Brandon. Pull out my phone.
Anyways, that was three of them, and I didn't realize how passionate I was until I started talking. But
well, I think that's a good one too, because I realize that sometimes I get a little peeved with movies.
Yeah.
With that, or when people like spoil things when you're watching the movie.
Yeah.
This is something I had to work on with my oldest son, Landon. He would just be like, oh, I love this part in the movie when this happens. I'm like, dude, I haven't seen the movie. Please don't tell me what's about to happen before it happens. Yeah. And, you know, especially with kids, you do have to train them in those regards, like to not constantly ask questions. They're like, wait, why is this happening? I'll be like, just watch the movie. It will explain it.
Or when adults will come in and they're like, if they've seen it, and they go, oh, has this happened yet? Even if it has, why would you even risk saying that? Just, especially if you've seen it, give it a second and you'll find out if that's happened yet. Like, why do you need to vocalize that? Because I'm about to find, like, oh.
Yep. It's me going. No,
does it bother you too or no?
Not as much as him.
That's fair.
And I don't think this is so much of a pet peeve as I think it's funny. Steph always falls asleep during movies.
Mm.
So I don't know that bugs me. It occasionally bugs me. But it is funny because it's like we'll sit down to try and figure out what movie to watch, and the indecisiveness can bug me. Between the two of us, actually. Sometimes she'll be like, what do you want to watch? I'm like, oh, no, what do you want to watch? Right? Like,
classic.
And we'll go back and forth and we'll end up not deciding on something sometimes. But like she'll fall asleep, and so sometimes we'll pick a movie that's like a rom-com, which I'm all for rom-coms. I enjoy them. I love good sappy movies. I love them.
Have you seen Monte Carlo?
I don't know if I have.
You guys should watch Monte Carlo. Kay.
Monte Carlo.
It took us a few nights. My problem is it's not a new problem. It's happened my entire life. Has. He knew it was a problem. Sleeping. Like when I was 5, my parents tell a story. They took me to Star Wars in the theater, and my mom's like, the whole theater's shaking, and there she is sleeping. Like, I can't help it. I don't try to fall asleep.
It just happens.
My dad says the better the movie is, the more likely I am to fall asleep.
So true. So
I just can't help it. Like, I don't try.
That's why I said it doesn't bug me too much, but sometimes we'll, like, pick movies specifically that she wants to watch, and I'm happy to watch. That's not the problem. But then she falls asleep, like, 30 minutes in. I'm like, okay. So you're saying I could have gone and watched, like, an action flick, something that, like, I really wanted to watch.
But it's not that I didn't want to watch it.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah. I know. That's why I say, like,
there's a fine line, right?
And we watched, like, a rom-com probably, like, a month ago. We don't watch many movies because, you know, kids. Life before kids.
Yeah.
They wake up and we don't get to watch things all that often. But
it's fair.
We watched a rom-com and she didn't make it through, but I loved it. It was a wonderful movie. I can't remember what it was, of course, but
it's all good. So. I've dealt with that a lot, and the girl that I'm currently dating, she falls asleep a lot in movies. And at first, it only really bugs me if it's like a movie that she really wants to watch, yes, and I really want to watch, and I've seen it, and I know she's going to love it. And then I'm sitting there trying to keep her awake to keep finishing it. And then at some point I just give up and I'm like, I'm more defeated because I'm like, you would love this.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Being the other person, it's hard because it's really like, we really do want to watch it.
Right.
And that's why like, we're not upset. It's just like sad. It's like, I want no you to watch it. There's no
self-control. Like if we go in like the theater, it's like, I need a soda. I need candy. I need popcorn. And then I need someone like constantly like I'll just like, make sure that
I constantly feed you food.
It's like, here's a piece of popcorn. Popcorn.
I'll just have grapes and I'll fan you as we watch the movie.
Like it's like you have to constantly be like doing something.
That's
or,
fair.
Like eating or which is.
See,
like,
you know, I just stay awake during movies. Like if I've seen it or I'm like super tired and I like don't care to stay awake, I tell myself I can go to sleep and then I fall asleep immediately. But like it's a conscious choice. Other than that, I'm like I'm up. I'm watching this whole thing. Like
it's not a conscious choice for me. Yeah. And never has been my whole life. Which, I just like, can't. It's been my entire life.
I feel
life.
Bad for you.
I was like, have you seen this movie? That's a good way to put
it. Yeah, it's like, I'm like, not really like mad.
I'm not really mad at all. Like, it's fine. Yeah. It's just
don't
interesting.
Don't ask me about movies. Have you seen this movie? I'm like, yeah, like half of it, a third of it. I don't know.
And then I'm on the opposite side. Well, we'll sit down and watch something. She's like, we haven't watched that in like 2 years. I'm like, we watched that not that long ago. It's been like 2 years. I'm like, well, it's still recent enough that I remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a good memory with movies too. That like I can't always watch again, but I'm like I'm a big fan of newer, fresher stuff. Yeah, right.
I agree with you. I think the last one that I want Steph to talk about because she mentioned it earlier. You can talk about more about me, of course.
I don't have any more about you on the top of my head.
Hey, ding ding. All right.
Up top.
High five.
Nice.
shopping carts.
Oh,
I went to Walmart while they were filming their last episode. I got one of those carts where the wheel doesn't like turn and you're like the whole store. You're just like, ugh.
The alignment is off in the cart, not in the car. Bad carts. I agree. They're frustrating.
Yeah. Not great. And it's always like one wheel.
Yeah. Or they're just super loud. So like everyone can hear you through the whole store. Like the whole thing's shaking.
Yeah. I recently, because now I'm in college and like buy my own groceries and stuff, which is a lot of fun, I guess. I don't know.
Life.
But like, yeah, life and stuff growing up. Anyways, but like I like go through the store and most of the time I have headphones in because I just like listen to music all the time because that's what I love and I'm passionate about. Anyways, so I'm like listening to music and this was recently and that's why I bring it up. But I was pushing and like in between songs, it got quiet and I was pushing. And I was like, oh, I'm that person in the store right now that has the loud cart.
Yep.
And I just didn't know because I was jamming out my tunes. Whoops. But
yeah. That and the kid carts that don't turn. They've gotten a lot better with those, but not as many.
We still need to go hop in one. You need to hop in one. I need to push you. And I think that would be so funny.
Yeah, we may wreck in the store. But yes, because those things have the worst turning radius. And you feel like an idiot moving those. Like, okay, making a turn like a semi.
I want you to make that noise next time you're pushing the kids in the store.
They'd love it. They'd all laugh.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I pulling it all back because we could probably keep going on pet peeves. Fair enough. I think the key with this is pet peeves are these small things that bug us, right? They're those things that
he's so
just
good
tiny.
At this.
I know I'm going
he's
into
so
the
good at this.
Going
the
into
wrap ups
the deep.
Are amazing.
So no, but I think there are small things in our day-to-day that bug us, right? Constantly. But that's not what life is about, right? It's about we may be mad in a moment. We may be sad. We may be happy. You didn't have a bad day because you had a bad moment. That doesn't make a bad day. That makes a bad moment. You decide what your happiness looks like, right? We choose to be happy. So I think the key is even when we have those tough moments to find joy in the journey. And to be patient with ourselves and with others because, you know, being a father of four, being a husband, there are things that I know I don't do well. Straight up, right? We are all hard on ourselves. But the key is that we're striving to be better. And as long as we keep that type of mindset, these pet peeves don't matter.
Wow. He's just so good. Right. That's there. It. Ladies and gentlemen.